This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. When Harry Belafonte was at the height of his popularity in the late 1950s and early 60s, he began a project that would take 40 years to complete. Belafonte set out to create an anthology of black music in America. The result finally has been released. It's called The Long Road to Freedom. It features 80 pieces of music and more than 50 artists on 5 CDs. The project began in 1961 with an extraordinary effort to bring the world's greatest black musicians to a then state-of-the-art recording studio in New York.
The agreement was bring the culture to the technology. So this meant bringing the artists from Africa who make up the first cut in the album. They came over on merchant ships, trade ships, and did their thing and went back to Ghana and Nigeria. And we brought up Bessie Jones and the Georgia Sea Island Singers off the coast of the Carolinas.
Oh, day young, a day down broken, oh, yonder come day, oh, come on day.
That's an Italian Brownie McGee. Wherever they were in America, we just tackled them and brought them to New York.
Easy rider, see what you done.
And then there was, of course, Joe Williams, who, when he wasn't with Count Basie, was hanging out with us. And then there was always Dr. King, Martin Luther King. We were able to prevail on him to become part of the project. And he helped us bring closure to the work. The first time you hear anything in English, in the tongue of America, it's a white preacher preaching to the slave mass, the rules of the slave catechism.
And telling them they're God's rules.
It is contrary also to the will of God for servants either to run away or to harbor a runaway.
And then you have the album closing with another Christian text, this time with a black preacher, Martin Luther King, speaking to the long road to freedom and the struggle and the importance of that journey.
I conclude by saying our goal is freedom. And I believe we're going to get there, because however much she strays away from it, the goal of America is freedom. Abused and scorned though we may be as a people, our destiny somehow is tied up with the destiny of America.
This first disc, I mean, we're talking serious roots here. You have Ashanti war chants and harvest songs and fables and children's songs, work songs. What you're trying to get at is the music that was brought from Africa.
What we tried to do was to show through the music the great diversity of the Gold Coast and the Ivory Coast, west coast of Africa, just at the time that slavery stepped in and interrupted all that. When these slaves landed in America, they were no longer permitted to speak the language of their birth. You couldn't sing, you couldn't play instruments. You're completely, completely stripped of any relationship to your culture until you adopted fully the culture of the master. How they did learn was through the church. It wasn't until that happened that slaves began to have the capacity to speak and to converse and to sing.
And the next section, Shouts and Early Spirituals, there are just about four or five of these back to back that I hesitate to expose to a drive-time audience, because they're liable to get involved. And be a danger to other people on the road. I mean, Kneebone Bend.
I have to tell you that when I first saw Bessie Jones do that Kneebone Bend in the studio in New York, taking everybody's shoes off and beating on the hardwood floor and making the sounds and the slapping thighs, I think all of Lower Manhattan must have been up for it. It was just so contagious and so remarkable.
Early in the morning, early in the morning, keep on, then I call you. Keep on, then I call you.
We have country songs, city songs. That gets us into the blues.
That really wasn't until after the Civil War. Slaves then began to move out of the South into northern cities, coming into Baltimore, going into the big cities of the South, into Memphis, into New Orleans. And there was an independence in city expression that didn't quite exist in the slave expression. And in this new rhythm of life, new songs came out.
I had wings like Nora's dove, I'd fly up the river to the man I love. Fare thee well, oh honey. Fare thee well.
You have some fabulous talent in this section. Gloria Lynn on Fare Thee Well, Oh Honey.
Yeah.
And you do Bo Weevil.
One time I see Bo Weevil, he was sitting on the square. Ooh, next time I see him, he had his whole family there.
I dared walk into this august body of talent and carved out my own little corner, because we in America know very little about the history of our nation, especially as it is applied to the black experience. So I always felt that my mission was to use music as a way in which to impart ideas and thoughts that would awaken curiosity. My mentor, Paul Robeson, he left me with a number of remarkable instructions that got me through life. And he said to me also, he said, Harry, get them, meaning the people, get them to sing your song, and they'll want to know who you are. And in that sense, I always felt that if I could sing these songs and audiences found delight in them or interest in them or deeply touched by them, they'd want to know more about what it is and where it comes from.
Actor and singer Harry Belafonte, his anthology of black music in America is titled The Long Road to Freedom.